This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush has filled another cabinet post with an official he already knows well. Mike Leavitt has been the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Now the president wants him to become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In announcing that change, the president referred to one of Leavitt's previous jobs as governor of Utah.
The people of Utah elected Mike Leavitt to 3 terms. And during his administration, Utah was named one of the best managed state governments in the country. Governor Leavitt was a leader in welfare reform, resource management, and environmental stewardship. He improved child welfare services in the state and made strides toward expanding access to health care for children.
The president's praise for Mike Leavitt's child welfare record is not universally shared in Utah. His term as governor was marked by a lawsuit over Utah's child welfare system. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Salt Lake City.
Mike Leavitt wasn't Utah governor for long in 1993 when a lawsuit put the state's foster care system under federal court scrutiny. John O'Toole directs the National Center for Youth Law, the group that filed suit.
The child welfare system in Utah was a disaster from top to bottom. Children were being severely abused or neglected by their parents, were often being left in the homes of their parents to suffer continuing abuse. And perhaps even worse, in many instances when they did remove children from their homes, some of those same kids were re-abused physically and sexually by foster parents that were under the supervision of the department, which is why we ended up filing a lawsuit against it. It was one of the worst systems in the country.
That was a system Governor Leavitt inherited. He settled the suit, committing to a series of reforms. But problems lingered throughout Leavitt's 11 years in office.
Unfortunately, he did very little to implement those reforms effectively. He never demonstrated any real interest in making the promises of that settlement agreement become reality. He didn't seem effectively engaged, and he was not effective in implementing the settlement agreement that he had signed. In fact, we had to take him back to court, and the court ultimately agreed with us and found the defendants in noncompliance.
Today, a court-appointed monitor continues to oversee reform of Utah's child welfare system. The case makes some wonder whether Leavitt will encounter more scrutiny and tougher questioning in what will be his second confirmation process in the Senate. The first for his Environmental Protection Agency post focused more on the president and his policies. This time could be different, says Ted Wilson, a Democrat and former mayor of Salt Lake City.
As these problems cropped up, fewer and fewer Utah families were willing to become foster families because they were afraid of some of the implications that were there. We had many children in detention centers because they simply had no place to put them out there in the public. And frankly, it was quite a mess for the governor. The United States Senate's going to take note of that and remind him of it, and he'll have a pretty rugged hearing.
If questions about the lawsuit come up at confirmation hearings, Robin Arnold Williams of Utah's Department of Human Services says she's ready to respond.
We went from 300 to 600 on the line, frontline caseworkers, because he understood that if you had a caseload of 30 or 35 foster children, you couldn't do what was right.
Arnold Williams worked for the former governor his entire 11-year term and says Leavitt visited foster children and went out on Child Protective Services investigations to learn more about the system's problems.
We felt nothing but support from him for investments in the child welfare system. We have many more juvenile court judges. We have guardian ad litems. All of that were huge investments that were made. You know, he advocated for those investments and supported those.
It's not clear whether Senate Democrats will make an issue of Leavitt's Health and Human Services nomination. Ted Kennedy is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Committee on Health, Labor, Education, and Pensions, which will conduct confirmation hearings. Kennedy welcomed the president's choice in a written statement, saying he looks forward to working with Leavitt. A Kennedy spokesman declined to respond to questions about the Utah lawsuit, but did say all relevant issues will be explored. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.